Tuesday, second week, ordinary time 2. Readings, the first book of Samuel, chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. Mark, chapter 2, verses 23 to 28. The first reading, first book of Samuel, chapter 16, verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul, seeing I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord,' and invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall appoint for me him whom I said name to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him trembling and said, "Do you come peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him, for the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by. And he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." And Jesse made 7 of his brothers pass by Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen these." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet their youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and fetch for him, for we will not sit down till he comes here." And he sent and brought him in, and now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verse 23. One Sabbath he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him? And he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" Theme: human dignity is more valuable than tradition and laws. Human dignity is important to God. He gave people the law to protect human dignity. In his providence, God never wants people to become slavery for laws and sins, but he wants the law to serve people and to make their life safe and happy. Today's readings give 2 examples to illustrate how God chose a king for people and protected them. In the first reading, the author reported the event God chose David to be a king. He was the youngest son among Jesse's sons, and according to Jewish tradition, he has no hope to be a king. The reason why God chose him is given. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. In the gospel, when the Pharisees saw Jesus plucked heads of grain to eat, they said to Jesus, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus defended his disciples. They had a reason to do that, to protect their life. He also reminded them one principle of the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Analysis, reading 1. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. The selection of a king from Jesse's sons. God promised to prophet Samuel that he shall help him in selection of a king from Jesse's sons. Both Samuel and Jesse didn't know the result of the selection. 1. Man looks on the outward appearance. People look on the outward appearance because they can't look on the heart. Jewish and Oriental tradition has a standard to choose the firstborn son for the important position because they think the firstborn is the one who shall carry the family's traditions and protect them when his father is away. It isn't a surprise when Samuel acted the same. When he saw the Lord's Jesse's firstborn son. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord appointed is before him." The Lord looks on human heart. This is a big difference between God and man, and also a sure reason why God's selection is also correct, always correct. The author stated this clearly in God's response to Samuel's thought. Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. This must have been an important lesson for us. This must be an important lesson for us, for when we have to choose a person to be the leader of our community or the spouse to be our partner for the rest of our life. Many of us wrongly choose them and must endure greatly because we used human standards to choose, such as beauty, richness, power, fame, smooth talking. To choose right, we must follow God's standard, and the most important factor is to fear the Lord. If the one we choose truly reveres God, he shall also keep his law and love us. But if he didn't revere God, what shall keep him in his way? He can violate all laws and cares for nobody except himself. 1.2. God selected Jesse's youngest son, a shepherd, to be a king. After Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel, Samuel said to Jesus, "The Lord has not chosen these." And Samuel asked Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" Jesse said, "There remains yet the youngest, but behold, he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes here." And Jesse sent people to bring his youngest son in. 1. David's qualities. The author described David. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. So his outward appearance is also acceptable, but his inward heart is the factor that matters to God. He sees and understands David's soul. He always reveres God and cares for his people. This selection is verified because David became the most famous king in Jewish history. 2. Samuel anointed him to be a king. The Lord said to Samuel, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. Gospel. The Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. 2.1. The Pharisees accused Jesus' disciples that they violated the Sabbath's rules. Mark briefly reported the reason of the Pharisees' accusation. On Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields. And as they made their way, the disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" There are 39 articles related to the keeping of the Sabbath. Jesus' disciples violated 4 rules among them. First, they were condemned of harvesting on the Sabbath by plucking heads of grain. Secondly, they ground grains by rolling them in their hands. Thirdly, they winnowed grains when they blew the chaffs out of their hands. Lastly, they prepared food by making grains ready to eat. We can shake our head because of the tedium of their laws, but to the rabbi, they are sins of the Sabbath and they belong to the third commandment. These sins can lead to death. That is the reason why the Pharisees accused Jesus' disciples. 2.2. Jesus defended his disciples. First, Jesus gave them a special case which was reported in the Old Testament. Next, he reminded them of the principle that guides all the laws. Lastly, he clearly stated that law is for people, not for God. 1. King David's special case. Jesus said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God when Abiathar was high king and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for anyone but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him?" What Jesus meant is these people may violate the law to protect their life. For example, when people are in danger of death, they can steal food to eat to protect their life. 2. Sabbath's principle. Jesus continued, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The law in general is given to serve and to protect people. The principle behind the third commandment is to help people to have time for God and to rest themselves. People need to use the Sabbath for their spiritual needs, such as to worship, to pray, and to learn scripture. They also need to rest because their body can't constantly work. 3. The law is for human beings, not for God. The Sabbath's laws existed after God created the world and is only for human beings. Jesus is God and the laws have no effect on him. 3. Application in life. Human dignity is very precious to God. He sacrificed his only son to save us from the slavery of the law, sin, and death. We should imitate God, not by judging according to outward appearance, but inward virtues.